听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, everyone. Thanks for taking time out of your day to study English with us here at Studio Classroom. My name is Steve. In this, our second organization article of the month, we want to introduce you to the World Parrot Refuge. A refuge is a place of shelter, relief, and comfort. And that's perfect because each and every parrot in this refuge has had a hard life. If these birds could talk, they'd have a story to tell. Well, actually, many of these birds can talk. Oh, well, they're parrots, after all. Okay, why don't we open our magazines to page 30 and start our lesson, Birds of a Feather, Find Sanctuary at World Parrot Refuge.
Birds of a Feather Find Sanctuary at World Parrot Refuge. A place where every bird has its own story to tell. You never heard such a ruckus. Screeching, squawking, and the whap and whir of 1,000 rainbow-hued wings fill the air. Welcome to World Parrot Refuge. About 700 once abused, neglected, or abandoned birds live out what's left of their long lives in the 23,000 square foot aviary that's a sanctuary, vet hospital, and raucous bird zoo all in one near Coombs, B.C. These are my babies now, says Wendy Huntbatch, who started the refuge in 2005 on a country road about 25 miles north of Nanaimo on Vancouver Island.
Hi, friends, and welcome. We're so glad you decided to join us today. We have a very special organization to tell you about. I'm Chelsea, and we have our very special guest teacher for the month here with us again today, Linda Ludwig. Linda, it's good to have you back on the program today.
Thanks, Chelsea. Hi, everyone. It's great to be back with you all.
All right, today we are going to be reading this article called Birds of a Feather Find Sanctuary at World Parrot Refuge. We know that it's kind of a long title, but there is a lot we want to tell you about. First of all, birds of a feather. That's kind of an old saying we use sometimes in English. Birds of a feather flock together. That means birds with the same type of feathers stick together. And Linda, in this case, we're talking about these birds staying in a sanctuary.
Right. These birds are staying in a safe place. A sanctuary is a safe place where you can go if something bad has been happening to you and you want to get away and feel safe. And they stay in the sanctuary at the World Parrot Refuge. The World Parrot Refuge is the name of the organization. And refuge, if you find refuge in a place, or you get refuge, or a refuge is a place that gives you shelter or a place to stay.
So a refuge and a sanctuary are kind of similar in that both of them offer a safe place for people or animals or things to go. And in this case, we are talking about birds. So our deck says, a place where every bird has its own story to tell. And today we will be learning about a lot of those stories. Let's get started with our article. It starts off by saying, you never heard such a ruckus. Now, Linda, I really don't like it when I hear a ruckus around me. It's rather distracting and noisy. So what exactly is a ruckus?
Well, a ruckus is just a loud noise. But actually, it's not just like once. It's for a long period of time. You know, you can think about a first grade or classroom or maybe an elementary school that's at recess. There's a lot of noise coming from that area. That is a ruckus. So think about several hundred birds together in an area. Lots of loud noises.
I can imagine that would be quite a ruckus. And we get a description of what that ruckus might sound like in the next sentence. It says, screeching, squawking, and the whap and whir of 1,000 rainbow-hued wings fill the air. Now, screeching and squawking would maybe be noises that the birds are making with their mouths. And if you can imagine, when a bird's wings flap, it might make a noise like a whap or a whir. And, of course, these are rainbow-hued birds. That means they are very colorful, rainbow-colored. So a lot of noise, but you can also imagine that it's a very beautiful sight to see with these pretty birds flying around.
Right, and they all welcome us to the World Parrot Refuge. Everyone is invited to visit here. It's very educational. A few days ago, I was talking about my visit to Victoria on Vancouver Island. And when we were there, we also went to the World Parrot Refuge. Let's go on with our reading now. It says about 700 once abused, neglected, or abandoned birds live out what is left of their long lives. Let's take the sentence apart. So let's talk about this part of it first. It says once abused. What's abused mean, Chelsea?
Well, if somebody has been abused or something has been abused, it means it's been treated poorly or wrongly. Sometimes we hear about children being abused. That means that they have been treated in a bad way and maybe physically harmed. So a lot of these birds have been physically harmed. They have been abused or neglected or abandoned. And so these birds are brought and they are able to live in this 23,000 square foot aviary that's a sanctuary. We have another word here, Linda, that's important, aviary.
Right. An aviary is really just a large cage, kind of, where they keep birds. Now, in this place, it's not like a little cage that you think of where you often see birds. It's huge. It's several hundred feet long. Okay? It's 23,000 square foot. Aviary. I want you to notice here that foot is singular. Whenever we use this word as an adjective, here we're using it to modify or talk about aviary, we use it in the singular. So it's a very large cage, actually.
So this bird aviary, it acts as many things, as a sanctuary, as a vet hospital, and a raucous bird zoo, and it's all in one near Coombs, British Columbia. Now, raucous, it just means loud and unpleasant. And again, that's another description of what it might sound like if you go in to this World Parrot Refuge. And next, we meet the lady who owns this place and takes care of the birds. And she calls these birds her babies. And her name is Wendy Huntbatch.
Right. She started the refuge in 2005 on a country road about 25 miles north of Nanaimo on Vancouver Island. Let's take a look at this place. We're going to watch a video now about this. Well, they seem to be enjoying themselves.
They do. Do you know this species, Goffin's cockatoos, they cannot stand being caged.
No.
It drives them mental. They come in here without a feather to call their own because they've lived in cages.
So did this one not have any feathers when they came in?
That's right. Yeah. And they feather right up when they come in. That's a wild-caught bird. They were caught, you know, from years and years ago. These are wild-caught. Yeah. But they know where the food is. They know where home is. These are Amazons in here for the most part. This is a mini macaw. One of the mini macaws, a severe macaw, they're called. Typical of small people. Yeah, small man syndrome. You touch him, he takes a pound of flesh.
Where did you get him?
All the birds here were brought in by people who were, you know, they were people's pets before. And they're when people can either no longer take care of them or no longer want to take care of them. And then we have some people who just feel that this is a better environment than being stuck in a 2x4 cage for the rest of their lives alone. You know. Parrots need to be in a flock. And to be kept alone in a cage in a house with your wings clipped is beyond cruelty.
Well,
welcome to World Parrot Refuge.
It's a ruckus. It's a ruckus.
You're right. You've never heard such a ruckus.
Screeching, squawking. It's a ruckus.
That's because birds are noisy. We have about 700 birds here.
Why so many? Why so many?
All these birds were abused, neglected, or abandoned.
That's bad. That's bad.
Yes, but now they can live their lives here in this huge aviary. It's a sanctuary.
Sanctuary. Sanctuary.
It's also a vet hospital and a bird zoo.
It's a zoo. It's a zoo.
Yes, it's a zoo, all right.
Whose birds? Whose birds?
Oh, these birds are all my babies now. You know, some people get birds, and then they are overwhelmed because they live so long.
Overwhelmed. Overwhelmed.
Yeah. They get tired of taking care of them.
I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted.
So the birds come here. Every bird has a story. And I know every bird and every story by heart.
Tell me a story. Tell me a story.
Well, sure. I have 700 stories. Let's start with the birds over there.
700? 700?
Yeah. You're not in a hurry, are you?
Okay, friends, welcome back from the break. If you haven't noticed, our author borrows half an idiom to create the title of today's lesson. Birds of a feather, right, flock together. This idiom, almost 500 years old, simply means people of the same character or background will associate with each other, just as birds of the same species do. Parrots seem like great pets. They're beautiful and intelligent, so why would anyone mistreat or give up one of these lovely creatures? Let's find out as we resume the reading on line 15.
Birds of a feather find sanctuary at World Parrot Refuge. People get them as pets, and then they realize they will live 60 years or more, and they get overwhelmed, or they get tired of caring for them. Huntbatch has named each of her charges and recounts most of their stories by heart. There's Ginny, a Catalina macaw, once kept in a dog crate in a crack house where, Huntbatch says, there were probably days when she wasn't given a kind word, much less food. And Goldie, an umbrella cockatoo, loved until her owner became allergic to its dander.
Welcome back, friends. We're here talking about the World Parrot Refuge located on Vancouver Island, and we have just met Wendy Huntbatch. And Wendy is the person who started this organization back in 2005, and she now refers to all of these birds that stay in her aviary as her babies. Well, she goes on to explain in our next paragraph that people get these birds as pets, and then they realize they will live 60 years or more. And when they figure that out, they get overwhelmed. Now, 60 years is a very long time for an animal to live, and I could see myself getting a little overwhelmed, too.
Right. Here, overwhelmed just means full of emotion. The word itself does, but here overwhelmed means, oh, you don't realize how much work it takes day after day. And finally, people get to the place where they think, I can't do this anymore. So Huntbatch has taken them on. She knows that they have a long period to live, a long lifespan. Let's think about this. If you're 20 years old and you get a parrot, that parrot will live until you're 80. So they have a very long lifespan, and they're very smart birds, too.
Well, right now we have some more information we would like to share with you on the Parrot Refuge, so enjoy this.
The World Parrot Refuge is located at 2116 Alberni Highway, about 25 miles north of Nanaimo on Vancouver Island. It's open every day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.,
Admission is $12 for adults, $10 for seniors and students 13 to 17, $8 for students 6 to 12, and free for kids under 6. A pass for families of 4 or more is $30.
Thank you for that interesting more information that we just had. Okay, let's continue with our next sentence. Hunt Batch has named each of her charges and recounts most of their stories by heart. Let's take a look at this word charges. Here it just means the birds in her care. We don't use this word this way so often, but maybe for teachers, all of their students are the teacher's charges. And Wendy can recount or retell or tell the story of each bird from memory by heart. And we're going to talk about some of those birds. Chelsea, let's look at the first one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to learning about some of these. First, we learn about Jenny. And Jenny is a Catalina macaw. Now, those are big, beautiful parrots. They have multiple colors. And oftentimes, if you go to a zoo, sometimes you can see them there. But they're very beautiful birds. And she's talking about this bird, Jenny, who was once kept in a dog crate in a crack house. Now, first of all, you can see the immediate problem with that. A bird should not be living in a dog crate. A bird needs its own bird cage in order to be maintained and kept healthy. And not only was it living in a dog box or dog crate, it was also living in a crack house. And a crack house is where drugs are sold and used, so not a good environment for a bird. So Hunt Batch goes on to say, there were probably days when Jenny wasn't given a kind word, much less food. So this is a sad situation for Jenny, but fortunately, she ended up at the World Parrot Refuge.
That's right, and Jenny is one of the birds that Wendy knows. She knows each bird. She has a name for each bird, and she knows them all. At night, Hunt Batch goes in and feeds all of the birds by hand, 700 of them. They all come to her. Now, let's also meet Goldie. Goldie is an umbrella cockatoo. She was loved until her owner became allergic to its dander. Allergic here means that you develop some symptoms or some reaction to the bird. Oftentimes, if you are allergic to some animal, it's because of its dander. Dander is white flakes of skin, usually that come from people's hair. So like the birds, they give off dander. Their skin gets flaky and comes off, and the owner, maybe the eyes swell up or your nose runs or you cough. A lot of people are allergic to different things. This cockatoo was loved until the owner became allergic to it, and then they gave the bird to Wendy.
So it's not that this owner wanted to get rid of the bird. He just couldn't take care of it anymore because the bird physically made him sick.
That's right.
Well, right now we are going to visit the chat room, but we have more to share with you on the World Parrot Refuge tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Hey, Ashley. I was on my way to the bank, and I wanted to return these books along the way.
Oh, thanks. That's a good way to kill two birds with one stone.
What? I'm not going to kill any birds. I'm just returning some books.
To kill two birds with one stone is an English idiom.
Oh, that makes more sense then. What does it mean?
Let's ask our expert on idioms, Doris.
Okay.
Hi, friends. When you do two things at once to save time, you are killing two birds with one stone. Let's say you wanted to catch up on the latest news, but you don't have the time to read the newspaper. You could kill two birds with one stone by listening to the news on the radio while you are driving to work.
So, Ken, do you like to get up early in the morning?
Yes, I get up at 5:30 in the morning, go for a jog, and read the newspaper.
Wow, that's pretty early. They say the early bird catches the worm.
The early bird catches the worm?
This means that if you want to succeed, you should get an early start. You shouldn't wait, or you will miss your opportunity.
I think that's true. When I put things off until the last minute, I feel stressed out and don't do as good of a job.
Yes, the sooner you finish something, the better. The early bird catches the worm. But sometimes you just have to wing it when you're not prepared.
Wing it?
Yes, that means you have to improvise because you aren't prepared. For instance, I have to tell a story to a group of children coming in, and I haven't practiced my story at all.
Oh, no. So you will wing it?
Yes, I'll wing it, and I hope it goes well.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
一起来学几个跟 bird 相关的片语。Kill two birds with one stone, 就是一石二鸟。The early bird catches the worm, 当然就是早起的鸟儿有虫吃。Early bird 除了指早起的人，也可以表示先到的人，比别人早到的人。在美国常常会看到 early bird special 的这种预购专案。有些东西你如果是预购的话就有折扣，像有些活动，如果你提早报名也会有所谓的 early bird 的这个优惠。鸟的翅膀叫做 wing， 把 wing 当作动词用在俚语 to wing it， 表示在有限的时间和条件下临时应付完成一件工作。若是在某个公共的场合突然有人要你上台致辞，你没有预备讲稿，你就只好 wing it. Okay, let's now go over to Michelle for some language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 节目文章的第一个重点我们来看 ruckus 这个名词，注意它第二个 U 是发 R 的音，念成 ruckusRuckus 是指喧闹或骚动，大多用单数型。例如 ,The arrival of the superstar caused a ruckus at the airport. 这位超级巨星的抵达造成机场一阵骚动。Ruckus 也指争议、争论或吵架。例如 ,The editor's comment raised a heated ruckus between readers. 这位编辑的评语引起读者间激烈的争议。继续我们看的是 abuse 这个动词。Abuse 是指虐待或者是伤害，例如 The poor boy was physically abused by his father. 这个可怜的小男孩被父亲暴力对待，或者是 She was verbally abused by her husband for many years. 她的先生多年以来用言语伤害她。Abuse 也指滥用，例如 He abused his authority as the CEO and got fired. 他滥用自己执行长的职权，后来被革职了。所以我们看的是 overwhelm 这个动词。 overwhelm 是指使受不了或使不知所措，例如 The kids were initially overwhelmed when we moved from the city to the suburbs. 当我们从城市搬到郊区时，孩子们当初都有些不知道如何应付。或者是 Patrick was overwhelmed by the responsibilities of being a boss. 当老板的诸多责任让 Patrick 几乎承受不了。And time really flies, so I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Birds of a feather find sanctuary at World Parrot Refuge, a place where every bird has its own story to tell. You never heard such a ruckus. Screeching, squawking, and the whap and whir of 1,000 rainbow-hued wings fill the air.Welcome to World Parrot Refuge. About 700 once abused, neglected, or abandoned birds live out what's left of their long lives in the 23,000 square foot aviary that's a sanctuary, vet hospital, and raucous bird zoo all in one near Coombs, BC. These are my babies now,says Wendy Huntbatch, who started the refuge in 2005on a country road about 25 miles north of Nanaimo on Vancouver Island. People get them as pets, and then they realize they will live 60 years or more, and they get overwhelmed, or they get tired of caring for them. Huntbatch has named each of her charges and recounts most of their stories by heart. There's Jenny, a Catalina macaw,once kept in a dog crate in a crack house where, Huntbatch says, there were probably days when she wasn't given a kind word, much less food. And Goldie, an umbrella cockatoo, loved until her owner became allergic to its dander.
Cairo arrival. Chapter 8 from our previous episode.
Well, the plot thickens, as they say.
This is no time for kidding, Kate. I'm getting scared. What do you think about it?
I think we'd better get to the restaurant quickly. Your dad will be able to tell us personally.
The ride to the restaurant took much longer than it should have. Traffic was mostly a crawl due to the rush hour. When they reached their destination, they were already a half hour late.
Kate, glad you finally made it. Bad traffic, huh?
Yes, but we are ready for a relaxing evening now. Mr. Baxton, this is Jenny Tsai.
Nice to meet you, Jenny, and welcome to Cairo. Are you having a nice time so far?
Kate and Jenny both shot glances at each other, and both knew it was best not to go into the events of the day.
It's all I've ever dreamed it to be.
I'm glad to hear that. After 16 years here, I am still taken by the rich heritage and culture found uniquely here. What has Kate planned for you while you're here? Have you established your itinerary?
We actually have kept that open.
We do plan on doing a river cruise down to Luxor, but first we would like to visit a bit of the sights in Cairo.
Have you considered Zabalin, the dump?
The what?
At the foot of the Mokattam Hills outside Cairo is a neighborhood, like many here in Egypt. You'll see men smoking shisha, children playing, and vendors in this urban slum. It's actually amazing. There are over 1 million people living in it.
In a dump?
I'm afraid so. We say here, the desert has no friends. People find themselves forced into the cities, and the city isn't much friendlier. You might want to take your father to see...
Oh, I nearly forgot. Where is he?
I'm sorry, didn't I tell you? Apparently he can't make it. He left a message with the hostess. Here.
Sorry, I can't make it tonight, Jenny. Something came up. Don't worry, though. Have a good time, and we'll meet up soon. Dad.
I don't know who wrote that letter, Mr. Baxton, but whoever it was clearly not my father.
Well, we just met Ginny and Goldie. Tomorrow, we will introduce you to Bob the Parrot and hear his story. Now, speaking of introductions, we have some friends from the Netherlands we want you to meet. Let's meet them right now. Well, thank you for that warm Dutch hello from the other side of the world. Friends, if you want to send us your greetings, you can do so using our letters at studioclassroom.com email address. We'd certainly love to hear from you. Now, please come back tomorrow for day 2 of our lesson on the World Parrot Refuge. Bye-bye, friends.